This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. My host, Patrick Parent. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. We got a few callers on the line, so go right into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
D in Plymouth.
D, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I want to ask you about amaryllis.
Okay.
I love them. I get one every year. They bloom beautifully, and then they don't. Do they ever come back, or are they just a one shot?
No, you can definitely have them for next year. It's one that, you have to let the bulb go into a dormancy period. So that's something, it's going to take a little bit of work. So what you would want to do is you want to put the bulb, get some, like a small bag of either peat moss or something light, and overwinter it in a, like a box. Like downstairs in a basement or in a garage, something along those lines. You want it to have that, that time to overwinter. You usually, it takes about a couple months before it will be ready to rebloom. It's usually, I want to say like 2 to 3 months. And it'll take about 2 to 3 months for it to bloom again. So when you put it away, you can put the bulb just either in some peat moss and put it in a box and let it go and let it be go dormant, checking on it every couple weeks to make sure nothing has rotted, anything along those lines. What you should actually, to start off, just make sure you cut back any of the leaves or anything that's on it. You don't want the leaves to stay on it when it goes into its dormancy period. You don't want anything on there to promote rot. You know, a lot of times after it's done blooming, you just have leaves.
Yeah.
You can take the leaves, cut everything off, keep it in a box, either in some peat moss or just, in a box where it's going to stay in a cool area for about a couple months. After that, bring it out, put it back into some soil, repot it, and then start watering it again, put it in a warm location, get it some of that full sun again, and you can actually start getting it to bloom again.
Well, that's good, because I thought they were just toast.
Well, some of them are. One tip
I'd give it a shot, though. I think they're beautiful.
One tip going forward, if you were to do it again next year, the bigger the bulb, the better it is to overwinter. That's one tip that I read that my father had written at one point. The bigger the bulb, the more likely it is to overwinter. They have like the giant bulbs and they have the small bulbs. Go for the giant bulb.
Yeah.
And you can And usually with the amaryllis bulb, the giant bulb is sold loose. It's not sold in one of the pots, right. You know, in the package. So that's how you got to look at it if you're trying to, if you have success with this one this year and you want to do it again next year, see if you can go for the larger bulb.
Awesome. And may I tell you, years ago, I was talking maybe 40 years ago, my friend gave me a pothos, and I still have that, descendants of that plant. Because every January I cut it back and I root it and I made babies and give them away or keep them. I have two of them that are descendants of that original plant, and they're great.
That's awesome.
I don't kill them, so that's good.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I like them. They are a little bit easier to take care of, and you don't have to focus on them as much. It's not something where you have to.
They look great.
Yeah,
when they get a little weak and droopy looking, then I water it.
Yeah, no, exactly, and that they'll show you when they need to be watered and taken care of. It's pretty cool. That's one of my favorite indoor house plants.
Well, I tell everyone, I said, well, you know, I have the ancestor of this plant, and I give them a plant because they're great. They're just beautiful green, and sometimes you just need a little green in your house.
Exactly, and that's why I was suggesting, you know, maybe bringing that as a gift instead. Because it would be, they're real nice and easy. So I appreciate you telling us about that. That's cool that you have something that's from a descendant of 40 years ago. It just shows how plants and how what they can do for everybody. It's pretty cool stuff.
It is. Well, thank you very much, Patrick. You're doing a great job, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Dee. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for calling in, and we'll hopefully the amaryllis overwinters for you, and you have good success with it.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Donna in Long Island.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you?
Good morning, Patrick. I've got a lot of information from your father, so actually I have a strange question, but it's back to the trees you were talking about this morning.
Yep.
Our neighbor recently cut down two huge, and I mean huge, oak trees, and he did the trimmers did this on a very windy day, and we have a lot of sawdust all over our backyard. Is that going to be harmful for anything that's going to come up next spring?
Is it, like, heavy, thick, like, inches of it, or is it just...
No, it's not. It's almost like sawdust.
Yeah, it shouldn't really do much for you with the oaks. It's just like the leaves. You know, an oak tree loves acidic soil, so the soil around it's already going to be acidic. Adding any of the sawdust or any of, like, the leaves sitting on there, it's not going to do a lot of change to your soil. To get it to change its acidity. I mean, if it's in the same areas of those oak trees, the soil acidity is going to be heavy there already.
Right.
So it's not going to really do much harm to that. You'll notice it'll go through the soil, wash away, that type of thing. I don't see it as a big issue. I see it as more of, another part of nature given back into the ground. It's like, I mean, think about in a forest, if a tree falls, maybe it doesn't fall, but if it falls, it starts to decompose into the soil, and parts of that tree are refertilizing into the soil and in the area naturally. It'll slowly break down, and some of that will go back into the soil, and it's not going to be harsh on the on your area. If you're looking to do like a lawn in that area, if it's on the top of the lawn, I'd maybe suggest trying to rake it up, clean it up the best you could, because a lawn, you want to have a higher pH. You want to have more of a neutral pH in the 6.5 to 6.8 range.
All right,
whereas,
next time it warms up here, down here, we'll do that. We've had pretty much the same cold, except for you have up there, except this past Friday was up to 62 degrees, crazy.
Yeah, it was pouring. Amazing. It was pouring buckets, but it was amazing temperature-wise.
It's just crazy. Well, thank you, Patrick. Thank you for carrying on your father's position. And if I have any other questions, I'll call back. But you have a blessed Christmas, you, your family, and your mom.
Thank you so much, Donna. Merry Christmas and blessed Christmas to you as well.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions and do everything we can to help you out. Couple minutes before the break, and we'll be back after that to give more information for you. Excuse me. Thought we had a another glitch here. My computer screen went to black. It wasn't that that death blue color that I knew the computer was ended. So, you know, it only's got to get me about 43 minutes more in the day. So be nice to me, computer. I need you for the connection of the radio here. But after the break, we'll answer more phone calls. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll do everything we can to answer any of your gardening questions. But if you can't get on, or you just, you know, you're too shy to get on there, or you just don't have time to get on the radio, go to our website at paulparent.com and scroll all the way to the bottom where it says Contact Us. Send an email with your questions, some information, and I'll do the best I can to answer you in a timely fashion. I'm going into my slower part of the season in about another week or two, so I'll be able to get more of your questions answered. But until then, you can give me a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Your phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got a few calls on the lines. We're going to try to get to them all as best we can. So we're going to go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Donna, New Hampshire.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, thank you for taking over the program for your dad. I've enjoyed it all these years. I know you're going to think I'm a little strange, but this is about a butterfly. Every year I try to take my plants in and put them on the porch and give them, you know, water, and I have a heater out here, and I've got this little green butterfly that apparently got on one of the plants and is enjoying the porch now, but I don't know what to feed him. I have some of the plants that are, have flowers, but, you know, just in case, you know, they don't have flowers anymore, I wanted to know what to feed him for nectar.
Well, so it's going to feed off the flowers the most of anything. It will probably, you know, its life cycle isn't that long. It's only a couple weeks to 3 weeks. So it'll feed off those as long as it can and then try to recreate itself and go to the next stage. So, you know, just keep, what you can do is just keep feeding, keep watering the plants that you have,
right,
making sure that they're taken care of, and making sure, you know, that if it's too cold in that area, it will be taken care of or protected in any way. Those are the best ways to help, without feeding it, to help feed it, because you're helping its surroundings.
Okay.
And then, you know, maybe next year this is a sign that it wants, that you should be putting in like a butterfly friendly type garden.
Well, anything, that's what I've done.
Well, you've created it, on the inside. Now let's, you know, we'll get it on the outside too. There are so many different, natives that will, invite butterflies to come in there. I have a list that maybe I can send out on our newsletter at some point that has all the different types of butterfly attracting type plants. But anything that has some nice full flowers, there's some different, the outdoor hibiscus, because those are around in the fall. And let's see, there's some, a bunch of the annuals that you could use. You just want to get the vibrant colors. That's what it likes to use. It wants more of that type. Obviously, the butterfly bush is a good one to add to it. But that might be a nice way to change it up a little bit and invite the butterflies and invite, you know, pollinators into that area.
Yeah.
You know,
the birds and the butterflies, so I think that's why. But the sensitive ones I've brought in for the winter that I want to winter over on the front porch with the heat and, you know, taking care of them, watering them, and then you know, feeding them when needed.
Yeah, one thing just as a piece of advice for anything that's, you know, don't feed it as much during the winter months.
Okay.
Kind of let it, you know, some of the plants want to have a little bit of a dormancy period depending upon what they are, especially if they're meant for outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So allow them to have a little bit of dormancy period after they're done flowering and water them not as heavily, but a little bit less versus,
right.
You know, every day or every other day, give it a couple days.
Okay.
The crazy weather we've been having has, you know, not only fooled around with our minds, it's fooled around with plant life, animal life, etc. They don't know if they're coming or going.
Right.
So you're going to see a lot of things kind of like this, but, you know, it's a nice way. Maybe the butterflies, you know, they know, they know a good thing when they see it, so they want to keep coming back to you.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much for taking over for your dad. We've enjoyed the program all these years, and hope to enjoy them for longer.
I appreciate that, Donna. He was great at what he did, and he gave us a lot of great information.
That's right.
So thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And
New Year.
You too. Keep listening. We'll have more great advice coming soon.
Okay.
Our phone number. Thank you. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The deadly tsunami in Indonesia, the second one in a year to hit the populous island nation. More than 220 people have so far been reported killed by the tsunami that hit last night between the islands of Java and Sumatra, and hundreds of other people are injured. In 2010, a tsunami killed hundreds of villagers on islands in that very same vicinity. The U.S. Senate adjourning yesterday with no end in sight to a partial government shutdown, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer placing the blame squarely on the White House.
We arrived at this moment because President Trump has been on a destructive 2-week temper tantrum, demanding the American taxpayer pony up for an expensive and ineffective border wall that the president promised Mexico would pay for.
Senators have left Washington for a Christmas break. They'll now reconvene on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Garden Club, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I believe we've got a few phone calls on the line, so we're going to go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Sorry about that. Al in Massachusetts.
All right. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Patrick?
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Patrick. Hey, happy holidays to you and all the family.
You as well.
And I was listening earlier, and you were mentioning about poinsettias, and you were going to put some information on the website.
Yep.
And I was wondering if you could also include, I know the earlier caller was talking about amaryllis.
Now, okay.
I try to, I'm in the process of trying to regrow one I had last year. And I know your dad put something on the site about planting it in the yard and then cutting it back and bringing it in. And make a long story short, I've got an amaryllis that's about, the green leaves are about 3 inches tall, so I may get it by July.
It takes about, once you start seeing the green leaves, it does take about 12 weeks to start getting a blossom. Now that you've seen the green leaves, this is when you can actually start fertilizing it a little bit.
Right.
Giving it an all-purpose type fertilizer to push some of this growth. So, yeah, it takes a little bit of time
for it to get going. Yeah, that's what I figured. But maybe by July or maybe Memorial Day weekend I'll get it. and you mentioned something about memories. Well, my wife Robin and I, we traveled with your parents to Iceland.
Yep.
And it was a great time. It was like traveling with a rock star. Your dad walks around the whole island like he knows everybody and is the mayor. And it was a wonderful experience.
That's awesome. That's giving me goosebumps because that's who he was. He was he would go into an area with confidence and act like he knew everybody, because he wanted everybody to feel, no matter who they were, welcome, and that the a friend was there.
And he took care of all 47 of us. You know, I mean, I had to laugh. I was in a souvenir shop with him, and he was complaining the price of a T-shirt because he wanted to get all his grandkids T-shirts. And so he ended up getting them. He wasn't happy about it, but it was a great time. I met a lot of nice people. And he was fabulous, especially at the end when we were kind of come home to a snowstorm in Boston. And he, you know, pushed and pulled and, you know, made sure that we were all going to be taken care of. Because he was headed to Florida, though, to be with your brother down there.
Yeah, he was anyway, he was the lucky one at the end there. You guys were going back to snow. He was going back to a nice sunny.
It was great. It was good. He was a wonderful man, and thank you for taking over the show. And you're doing a great job. And I wish, again, you, your family, and especially your mother, a great holiday.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Holidays to you and your wife and your family. I do appreciate those words. Like I said, gave me goosebumps hearing about it.
And he's throwing a curveball at you today over the computer, you know, problems you're having. You know that, right?
Oh, I know. that's his way of saying, hey, bud, you got to pay attention here. You got to do this. So I hear you.
Okay. All right. You have a great day now. Thank you.
You too. Bye bye.
All right, bye.
That was that's good to hear. I love hearing stories about my dad like that. But he was such a great man, kind, gentle. You know, he was so nice to everybody he met. So it was awesome. It's awesome to hear a story like that. Especially, I know my father. Anywhere we would go, somehow he would meet somebody that we knew. Or at least that's what he told us. Oh, I know them from this. And, you know, hey, you never know. He could just be giving off that confidence that he always had. So pretty cool stuff to hear that he had a great time, I know, in Iceland. He was excited to come back. He was going to see my brother in Florida for a bit and then headed back up this way to see us. So, you know, it was a good time that he had. But one thing I want to add is my father might have helped take care of everybody, but my mother, she was the one running the show, making sure he was taken care of and making sure everybody was taken care of as well. She's the silent one was the silent one of the two, making everything run behind the scenes like she still does now, but taking everything care of everything for us. So I want to give credit to her as well. You know, don't know if she's listening. Maybe she isn't at this point, but you know, props to her, because she runs this radio show from behind the scenes and doesn't get that much screen time for it. So thanks, Mom, and I know everybody appreciates what you do too. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, Nathan, we have anybody on the line? That's all right. We'll just keep talking about different things that we know and great things about my father. We only got about 20 minutes left in the show. I could sit here and talk about for hours great memories of my father and everything that they've done out there. My father was a great human being. Learned a lot from him, and I'm still learning from him. You know, more invested in what we're doing at this point. My father always talked with me that I was going to take over the radio show one day and et cetera. But knowing my father, he would never retire. He's had to always be busy, doing something in the garden, something here and there. I mean, he was always doing that even till his last day. So, you know, it's something he and I had talked about, but I was like, he's probably never going to retire. I'll get it, you know, 20, 30 years down the line. But it was something that I got at this point. And, you know, trying to take everything I can learn from him the best I can. And, you know, we've been putting out the newsletter. My mother has been putting out the newsletter for the past couple months, but she had been doing it for a long time before that. But redoing some of the old newsletters, and I've been reading a lot of the newsletters each week, taking a look at good information, and like I said, you know, I learned a couple things today. One of them being that because of Teddy Roosevelt's two children, I believe it's Austin and Quentin, they helped save the Christmas trees for everybody. So that's kind of cool information that I didn't know, and how Teddy Roosevelt had a lot to do with the Christmas tree. He wasn't, he wasn't just the teddy bear. He was something else there too. So, you know, it's good information that I'm always learning still from my father. I have a lot of his books that I've been looking at here and there to get me good information, and I'm reading some of these articles. I'm getting some of the same information from a few of the books, and it's like I'm looking at a page and I'm like, oh, I read that in the article the other day, some of this information, and it's just a great feeling, because it's like, oh, I can picture my father opening up the book, looking at his desk and saying, all right, I'm going to talk about this today. This is some information I'm going to take from it, and give a little bit of a story of when he had one, etc. So it's pretty cool. I feel like he's with me at all times. So, you know, it's sad, but it's exciting. One of the things I get to do is every Sunday I get to sit and I get to hear my father's voice on some of the older commercials that we have that run. And I get to have his presence with me. So I'm lucky with that. It's made me feel better with this time that's been going on. But like I said earlier, one of the good things was about the Christmas tree. It's Archie and Quentin Roosevelt who wanted something badly enough to work for it. And their father who helped make it possible, which was Teddy Roosevelt. So it's really cool stuff that I learned today. And why it was going to happen, and how the Christmas tree was actually outlawed. Wasn't allowed to have a Christmas tree from his home, and urged everyone to do the same. So it's pretty interesting stuff. And just saying this so I can, you know, just pass along. I still learn from my father every day. So it's a good time. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here for another about 16 minutes to answer any gardening questions you have, or if you want to give us a memory, what we were just talking about, great. If you don't want to give us a call, or you're too nervous, or you just don't have time to give us a call, go to our website at paulparent.com. Scroll to the bottom where it says Contact Us. And we'll answer all your gardening questions the best we can. It's going to take a little bit of time to get some of those answered with the holidays around. And my work schedule slowing down a little bit, so I'll be able to take care of some of your questions. But and we look forward to this holiday season. My mom, who's I know is listening. She just texted me. She's headed down to see us tonight, later today. And spend a couple days with us for Christmas. So it'll be great to have my mom here with my wife and two girls. It'll be exciting to have her with us. We had started a tradition recently that they came down to my house for Christmas Day, and we got to see each other, etc. Last year my parents came down the night before, slept over, and got to see my daughter open presents. And this year my mom will get to do it. So it's an exciting tradition that we hope to continue going forward. But I look forward to it. Try to squeeze in a little bit of work today. I'll be going to Mahoney's after the show today for a couple hours. But I want to get home to the family soon. So if you have any more questions for us, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And the weather looks pretty good for this week. Last year on Christmas, I believe we got like a foot of snow, maybe more. So we're not looking at that. Maybe a dusting in my area tonight, but shouldn't stick around. Towards the end of the week, we're going to be in the high 40s. It'd be perfect time to be putting it on some wiltproof on your garden and your boxwoods, laurels. Any evergreen that has leaves would be perfect time to be doing that. Comes in multiple sizes, a ready-to-use, a quart, a gallon, and a five-gallon concentrate. You can get more information at wiltproof.com. It'll be a callback number, some information, but there's still time to do it is what I want you guys to know. It says possible rain Friday night, at least from my weather app. But in the morning, if you get out there, it's going to be in the 40s, saying high of 49. You still have time if you haven't done it. And I know the garden centers still have it. You can also spray it on your Christmas tree and Christmas wreaths to get them to last a little bit longer, to spray it so it'll stay fresher. So it's a good one to do. We'll come back on the other side of the break in just a couple seconds here, and we'll try to wrap it up for the Christmas holiday. 855-660-4261.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Trub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back. We got a couple minutes, so we're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
David in Cape Cod.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. There was an unanswered question I had with your father last summer, and we never got to an answer point. I thought that I would grow morning glories last year for the first time ever, and I have walked through trellis. Okay. And so I went to the store. I bought a flat of morning glory plants. Little fellers, put half of them on one side of the trellis and one half on the other side. Both of them grew, and only one side flowered. So I called your dad to say, I don't understand what I'm doing. We went through all the usual suspects, water, shade, sun, fertilizer, etc. And finally, Paul said, you know, I really can't tell you why one side isn't flowering. Well, 3 weeks later, the side that didn't flower burst into flower. And then I realized that in my little flat of morning glories, there were actually two different varieties in there. One was later blooming than the other. And when I saw that and realized that that was the answer, who could guess? It just made me laugh. But I wanted to call Paul back and tell him that, and I just missed my opportunity.
Well, I'm sure if he were here, he'd be laughing. Knowing my father, he would probably be laughing and wouldn't be able to stop because that, you know, and he probably, I will tell you this, he probably did research afterwards trying to figure out what was going on because he was always hungry for more education and always wanted to know more. And so I know he probably researched it and was probably just shaking his head going, huh,
yeah.
What is going on? And then, Well, he knows what's going on now. I know he could hear this one, but if he was here, he'd be laughing like crazy.
Merry Christmas to you, your family, your mom, and to your dad, too.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We have time to take another call. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike in Sagamore.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Morning, Patrick. You know, I wanted to drop a line to you or an email to let you know that, you know, your father was a great passion to me and an influence in my business. After I had lost my grandfather, which was my mentor and what I have carried on in my life from the Boston area to the Cape, my grandfather was, you know, was well known in New England, like your father. And my grandfather talked many times and with your father on many occasions, especially on the radio. And I know that feeling that you're having now is it's not just the loss, but I always feel that my grandfather is with me every day on every project that I do. When I get stumped, I just sit there and I go, what am I going to do? And then I get this warm feeling and I share it with a few people and he is always with me. But I always wanted to tell you that after my grandfather had passed, your father was a big influence to me. And every morning, rather than sitting down and watching a football game or the sports channel, I would sit down at the same kitchen table, listening to your father and getting the advice I needed to succeed in my business. So I wanted you and your mother to know that he has influenced so many good landscapers on the Cape. And when we're stumped, we always knew where to go and who to listen to. And now you have to carry that torch, Patrick. It's a big responsibility to even my kids now that are running my company. So keep it up. And just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you and your family. Okay?
Thank you, Mike. What's the name of your business?
We're Travers Landscape Construction and Tree, and we were based out of the Chelmsford, Billericay area and all the historic landmarks of Concord and Lexington. My grandfather was a well-known arborist up there that pioneered the feeding of elm trees and identified a lot of that, and also was a pioneer of the first person to really start bagging peat moss and selling it. So that's my grandfather's fame. But, you know, we still have our tree companies that in our family out of the Bill Ricker and Chelmsford area, which is Community Tree Service, and it's something that it's a life lesson and a life job. Thank God we have it.
Yes, definitely. Thank you. I'll probably look out for them. I'm in that area now. So thank you so much for calling in. You've really made it mean a lot. Thank you so much.
All right, Patrick. Take it easy, and I'll be in touch. Bye-bye.
All right, great. Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll talk to you next week. Get out there. Be good to each other.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.